Praise, praise. Morning, church. Morning, SP. I hope you are keeping safe. We have some typhoon. So let's pray before we start in our devotion and prayer today. Father, we bless you. We honor you, God. Even there's a typhoon, Lord, we thank you for you are the God of storm, that you continually protect us and cover us, the city, oh God, by your mighty hands. Thank you, oh Lord God, for good rest that we have last night. And as we come before you today in studying and praying, oh God, we pray for your Holy Spirit to lead us and teach us in all truth. God, and just let your word sink in into our heart. Root, oh Lord God, grow and bear much fruit. Fruit that will last. Fruit that will honor and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So read with me in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. I'll be reading in NASB 1995 version. It said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. Bless the reading of the Word of God. This passage, Matthew 28, is very familiar, and it's a beautiful scriptures. And I believe that you have heard so many times in preaching and a pulpit, or even when you already read this many times. And indeed, that the Word of God is continually revealing the truth. Whatever circumstances that we may have, this truth always applies to us. Now, this invitation, the Lord Jesus, is for all to have rest, those who are weary, or in another version, labored and tired and carrying heavy loads that affected both your physical and emotional. Maybe having tired physically due to sports, right, and works, which these kinds of tiredness can easily replenish by, eating good food, good rest, or sleep, right? It can easily replenish and restore your strength. But there is tiredness that can affect both physical and emotional. And having tired in your soul, and it is so different of being tired physically. It affected both our physical body and our emotions. These are tired of being hurt again and again in a relationship, or being tired carrying heavy load for your family welfare, thinking of the future, or having tired of living with your life with no direction. And this both applies to all kind of people in society, whether they are rich or poor. There are people they are tired and they don't know the direction of their life. Or maybe they are tired by being crushed of heavy loads due to sin and sin that they have made that you cannot forgive even themselves or the other people that made sins against them. In this passage, the Lord Jesus gave an invitation. There is a premise and a promise in these scriptures. And let's try to look on this premise and promise. Premise, if God instructs you, if you do this, and the promise will come a reward in according to His word. Before that, let's look and try to see the word "come to me." He did not say "come" and then period. He did not say "come to the church," nor "come and involve yourself to every kind of ministries," and you'll find rest. But these are good. We're not saying that this is bad. This is good coming to church and joining in the ministry. Even, you know, we are always inviting people to come and join in work and be part of the ministry. This is good. But it will not give us true rest. Actually, whether we admit it or not, doing in a ministry works left and right, it really tiring. Imagine if one person working from Monday to Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday he works full time in the ministry. It's really tiring. But this is not what the Lord Jesus said. Come to me. He is inviting people to come to Himself. There's a place that we can come and rest. It is coming to Jesus and coming to Himself. By constantly being in His presence, we can find true rest. Philippians 4:13 also give us a wonderful scriptures inspired by the Holy Spirit. And Apostle Paul admonished the church in Philippians. And Philippians 4:13 said, I can do everything through Him, through Christ, that gave me strength. Still, even in every ministry and every works in the kingdom of God, the center and the focus and the very core is the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we do apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, if He is not with us, if not His presence is with us, really it is so tiring, and it will not last. You will be burned out with His presence, without the Lord Jesus being part or in the center of every activities. This invitation is particularly for those who are tired and carry heavy loads that affect both physical and emotions. Invitations to have renewed strength, blessedness, quietness, and peace in your soul, in our soul. So this invitation is for all tired and carrying heavy loads. That is what the scriptures is pertaining about. Now, what is the premise? The premise said is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. The original meaning of take in the Greek is to lift, to take off, up, carry, or lift up. It is an instruction that needs your response, our response, and participation. It involves your choice to take it, embrace it, or welcome it. So it is a choice for us to take or welcome or embrace it. Now said, take my yoke, meaning Jesus' yoke. He's the one speaking into this scripture, and he's not said, take others' yoke and learn from me. No, it said, take my yoke. It is Jesus, His yoke alone, that He is offering to everyone to learn upon it. Now, what do you mean by yoke here in scriptures? We have heard so many revelations. We have heard so many teachings about this kind of yoke that is being mentioned here in the scriptures. If we look on this yoke literally, it is referring to this, you know, curve, bend, or a piece of wood that is put at the back of the neck, an ox. It is particularly used so that the ox will pull a cart with a heavy loads, or the one that is also used to in plowing the soil in the farm, so that the ox will push or pull the plow, so that it will with a piece of this metal that is put on the ground, so that it will cultivate the soil before they plant. So particularly, this yoke is used for the ox to pull a carry or heavy loads. And we know there's so many applications that we have already heard that. And those insights are so wonderful. Those insights that we have received and being preached are so wonderful revelation that is coming from the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And today when I'm meditating this passage and asking, Lord, this has already been so, is being preached so repeatedly and so many times. Please give us a new insight for the morning EMP. And I would believe that this is coming from the Holy Spirit, our God. What is the new insight in this passage that we could learn and apply in our life as well? Notice that the word after that, for my yoke, the word after that, my yoke upon you, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So if you could only take the specific word of yoke and learn from that yoke, it seems that doesn't make any sense. That, Lord, what can I learn on your yoke? Something about that, right? He said, learn from me, he said. And we often say that learning is by reading, studying from teaching, and from other experiences that put in the manuscripts, and learning from actual experiences. That is the way that sometimes we could, you know, receive learning, or we could learn from it. But if you could see prior to the text that we read, in verse 28 to 30, go back a little bit in front of Matthew 11, 20 to 24, Jesus are rebuking an unrepenting city, Capernaum, Chorazin, and Bethsaida, wherein the Lord Jesus Christ made mostly of the miracles in this city. He done many miracles in this city. And yet, these cities he mentioned in those verses, that they did not change their heart and they did not change the way their lives. They did not change their lives. And even the Lord Jesus Christ compares them with Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, you know, we know and we understand, probably already heard and read what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19. Wherein this unthinkable people trying to, you know, take relationship to the visitors of Lot, which is eventually they are the two angels, which is later on, Lot even, you know, bargained that he could give his two virgin daughter in just to spare these two visitors so that the people of the city could do whatever they want, because they keep on pushing and they are already pressing on to enter to get the two visitors of Lot, but still they don't know that these two are the angel of God. And then when they try to push and enter the door, the angel caused these people to get blind. These are the people they want to, you know, to make a relationship or makes sex, or even in these two these two visitors of Lot. So this city is so wicked. But now in this verse, the Lord Jesus Christ are comparing the Capernaum, Chorazin, and Bethsaida with Sodom and Gomorrah, which he said that, for if the miracles done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have been remained until this day. Jesus said that if this Sodom and Gomorrah is the Sodom place city, if they witness the miracles that I have seen, that you have seen, that I have done in you, this city had not been judged and turned into ashes. That's how the Lord compared these people who witnessed personally the miracles of the Lord Jesus with Sodom. He said, but I say to you, in verse 24, the same chapter 11, but I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom, raining of burning and sulfur and fire on the day of judgment than for you. It's so seriously said, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that, you know, the judgment that will come, it will be more tolerable, raining fire, sulfur, burning sulfur, when the judgment come for you, because you have seen, you have witnessed, you have experienced the goodness of the Lord, but still you did not believe, you did not follow, and you did not change your heart. You have received the truth and the word of God, but you have not changed your heart. And we go, and when we go to the verse 25, the Lord Jesus Christ are talking to the Father. And he said, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things. What is this? The Lord Jesus are telling about these things that have been hidden to those from the wise and intelligent, and revealed them to the infants. The word that the Lord Jesus said that the Father has hidden these things is the spiritual truth that he is sharing, that he is giving to the people. Those who are proud, God is hidden the truth. Those who are wise and intelligent and proud and did not reveal to them, but God revealed this truth, spiritual truth, to the infants, meaning to the new believers and to those seeking God's will and purpose. So therefore, this yoke that the Lord Jesus Christ are telling in this passage is not, there's another perspective, and that's another, you know, revelation, that this yoke is for us to carry and learn from, is referring to the truth of the Word of God. It is referring to the truth that he is teaching so that we could learn and also become follower of Jesus and his disciples, because we have learned from his teaching. And his teaching, or his yoke, is easy. He said, his yoke, for my yoke is easy. For his teaching and word is easy. It gives life, rest to the weary soul, not a burden and received like a child, unlike the religious leaders during that time of the Lord Jesus Christ, like the Pharisees, scribes, the teachers of the law, are teaching, making the law become burden to the people instead of blessing. They teach religious rituals that provide no peace unto the people. It should be blessing, but become a burden because they become blind. The truth had been hidden to their eyes because of their own selfishness and own desire of the life. So it's so wonderful that this yoke is the very word and the very teaching of the Lord, that people can come and find rest to the weary soul, because the teaching of the Lord is plain truth only if we receive, just like a child, that when he spoke the truth of the word of God, receive as a child, as easy as like, you know, receiving a gift from God, and then we could learn from the truth of the word of God. Church, the only way to find rest, true rest of our soul, is in Christ alone. By receiving, following, learning his words and teachings. Not teaching of other religious belief or suggestion of many authors in the books, that is good if it is pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to come to Jesus personally, daily, and learn from him. We need to come to Jesus personally and learn from him to find a true rest. As I call Wesley to lead us in our worship today, And as you are hearing this message this morning, and maybe you are so tired and carrying heavy loads in your life, having heavy loads of cares of life, heavy loads of anxieties, heavy loads of problems, heavy loads of sickness, and heavy loads cause of sin. Jesus are inviting you to himself. Jesus is humble and gentle in heart. He is full of grace and truth. Come to Jesus and find refuge, help and strength and peace to your body, soul and spirit. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Indeed, only by your presence and in your presence and the power of your word that this, our soul, will find rest in you. Not in this word cannot give, Lord God, a true rest in our weary soul, but only by constantly coming to you in your presence. Thank you, Father God, for touching, Lord God, those who are hearing your word today, wherever they are, whatever they may be, Lord God. Let the power of your word, truth of your word, convict and manifest in every heart and mind today, God, that you alone is the answer of all the longings, of all tiredness and wearisome and heavy loads. Thank you, Father God, for inviting us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for inviting us to come to you and really have this rest in our souls, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come. Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Holy Spirit.
Song, wonderful, thank you, God. Yes, thank you, God, for those who are responding to your word. They may receive the promise that they may find rest in the soul, Lord. These times, oh Lord God, of busyness, times of anxieties and weariness, it's only God in your presence that there is peace, there's rest, and there's security. Manifest your wonderful word of truth, Lord God, to each life. And even as we come, Lord God, to lift up and pray, oh Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us. Help us to pray in faith in Christ Jesus and in His name, that each one of the prayer items will come to pass, and will, the answer of your prayer will come in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So let's come into our prayer focus this today in our community. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters as having cancer and having chemo and radiation and therapy and surgery. Pray for God's miracle and healing. Pray for God's hope and faith to arise in their heart. Pray that faith will just manifest in their life through the power of Christ, that miracles will come unto them. Let's pray. So also lift up those having illness, but in need of salvation in Christ Jesus. Let's pray for miracle of healing. At the same time, pray for the soften of hearts, that when they hear the truth of the Word of God, just receive the truth of the Word of God and receive Christ in their life. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are suffering infirmities in their bodies. Pray that God will lay hands upon their body and give a full restoration and their bodies and strength. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are having COVID. Let's pray for God's mighty hands and protection. Pray for His precious blood to just cleanse and remove and vaporize that virus in their systems, in their life, in their bodies, and just bring healing, and pray that no adverse or any long-term effect of this, in Jesus' name. And also pray for our frontline medical workers. Pray for strength, pray for covering and protection for them and their families. Lift up them for that, you know, heart to continue serve the community, especially Lord in medical, in hospitals, in any medical facilities in our government. Yeah, just lift up them. Also lift up Pizam for good health and strength. And also thank you, Lord God, for all the answered prayers that you have healed those who have been have the COVID. Lord, thank you for your healing completely and full restoration. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Also lift up those who are looking for job. I pray for God's provision. Pray for God's comfort, and let that faith arise in their heart. Pray for the heart of patience while waiting for the perfect or the answered prayer of God for the works. I pray for the open door opportunity for them. Let's pray. Also lift up our mission focus for today. Pray for SPBJ, for Pastor Hang Su, his family and his congregation. Pray for Pastor Ricky and his family, SPSH, and the Chung's family and other churches in China. Pray for God's covering and protection continually upon them. Pray for the continuous prospering of the preaching of the gospel. Praying for strength, courage, and faith continue to rise in their midst, and joy and peace in their heart and mind. Let's pray. So also lift up our board, Pisan, Pinate, Kiwan, Su, Xiaoming, Cheney, Jung, Amanda, and Monica. Let's pray for God's protection and covering upon them and their family. Pray for God's protection and their heart and mind. Pray for unity. Pray that they may constantly receive the instruction and direction from the Lord, hear His voice, and may you pour out His love among them and wisdom. Let's pray. So also lift up our fellowship, the Young Adults Ministry Single Life Workshop, the Men's Ministry Monday Lunchtime Prayer, and Women's Ministry Wednesday Lunchtime Prayer. Let's pray. also lift up our hospitality, welcoming by P. Samuel, Barista, by Caleb, and logistic team. Let's pray. So also pray for all the pregnant mother in our church community. Pray for Hina, Rachel, Janie, and others. Pray for God's covering and protection both for the mom and the babies. Joy and peace and the heart and mind. Both also for the parents. Pray for provision. Pray for smooth delivery when the time comes. Yes, have the joy of this wonderful blessing that came from the Lord. Let us pray. Also lift up the house church that we're meeting today, Jayadi, Fortress, Jaya, King's Court, TST, and Westfield. Pray that, you know, in God's will, that this storm will be removed, that they will come in person, or it may be in online or Zoom. Pray for God's mighty presence on this fellowship, this house church meeting. Pray for God's direction. Pray for God's center and God's glorifying activities or discussion, sharing of the truth of the Word of God. Pray for covering and protection as well, and blessings and presence of God in their midst. Let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We honor you. Thank you, God, for sealing all these prayers, oh God, your Holy Spirit, with the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God, for the answered prayers, God, and just seeing, Father God, every day that least will reduce, oh God, for you are God that is an answering God, Lord. You answer God, you answer prayers in the morning, in the noontime, and in the evening. You are God that never sleep nor slumber, God. You are gracious and full of grace, God, and so loving. Thank you, God, for the answered prayer. And thank you, God, today. And giving rest to your church as you continue calm meditate, ponder, and learn your teachings, your words, and be just in your presence, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. All glory, honor, and praise to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.